welcome. You are here with Dr. Nilda Perez with Business Foresight, creating strategies towards your extraordinary future.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Nilda Business Foresight Show. Today I have with me some very special guests who are photographers. You see, I run the gamut, and anytime that I see somebody who's creative and innovative, I always bring them to you. And the idea is so that you can see that it really doesn't matter what you do. Anybody who starts a business, who becomes creative, who thinks outside of the box can do this. So today I have with me the Reverend Photography Group, which is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
And I have Mickey.
Hi.
And Nikki and Nicole, I've known Mickey for quite some time. Mickey and I have a long history, which we will be talking about throughout the show. But today, I'm really excited. And then my co-host, Rachel Calderon, is with me today.
Hello again.
We are getting her into this. As Dustin, if you guys watched Dustin's program, you would know that we're trying to get her out because she just has a difficulty with this. So, but you know what? Slowly but surely, we're going to make this happen. Thanks, Rachel, for being here.
Thank you for having me again.
Again.
And putting again, me out again. In front of the camera is getting difficult, but that's okay.
No, it's getting better. It's getting better.
I hope so.
Yeah. So I have a couple of questions for you guys because, first of all, you guys are my photographers. And I know that I came to you when I initially came to you. The reason why I came was because I needed professional pictures. And I really trusted that you can do them. But your history was namely with mommies and with babies. And you were a little hesitant, and yet you did the best job ever. Like, honestly, I've been working with so many different people doing my professional pictures, and these were the best pictures I ever had. And this team, you guys really did an awesome job.
Thank you.
And not just me. I mean, because I was totally enamored with the picture. Well, you know that usually you look at a picture and you're like, okay, I don't like this one, and I don't like this one, and I don't like this one. I'm my worst critic. But when I saw them, I was like, oh my God, I like this one and this one. I was like, wow, I'm pretty vain here. Mm-hmm. But it was because all of them, you really put thought into the lighting, how you took the pictures, and you just did such an awesome job.
Thank you so much. And so, you were also a phenomenal model.
Oh, yeah. She's biased. Anyway. So, what made you get into photography? Because I know Mickey, we go back. We go back quite some time. And Mickey is actually, she does marriage and family counseling. And you went from that, and that was good, that was great, and you did a phenomenal job, we worked together. Mm-hmm. But then you went, and instead of pursuing that, you guys went into photography.
Right.
So, and you're great at it. So, what made you do that?
Well, I've always loved photography, and when Nicole was born, my older sister Nellie, she advised me. She says, don't buy a small camera here, and don't spend $30 on this camera, and then change to another camera. Mm-hmm. Save your money and purchase a very good camera. Purchase a Canon. Okay. So I took her advice, and I purchased my first Canon. And
was it one of those iOS, the really big ones with?
It was an expensive camera, but not what we use now. Okay, what we use now is really.
Because the biggest problem for me was always I could never even think of buying one of those cameras because of the focusing, and that to me was a huge job for me. I couldn't, mm-hmm. wouldn't even.
Well, it also has the auto mode.
Oh,
and the program mode.
Okay.
So when I purchased
that's all that I know.
Right. I used it on the program mode and the auto mode.
Okay.
And so that's how I first started getting into taking pictures.
Okay.
I've always loved taking pictures.
Nicole, so that was when also, Nicole was a little girl.
Right.
As a baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. And I've had several cameras.
Okay.
Then I kind of put it away and started taking pictures with my cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and different types of cameras.
We're all professional.
Yes.
Yeah. Cell phone camera takers or photographers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so once I became a grandma,
okay,
Nicole wanted to take pictures of Camden.
Okay.
She wanted to have a professional shots.
Okay, so tell me, what made you, what did you do? You picked up your mom's old camera? How'd you do that? What'd you do?
Well, she had a point-and-shoot Canon regular camera, and then whenever I hung out with my friends, I will be the one to take all the pictures of the parties and then put them on MySpace when it was, when it was big.
When it was MySpace.
Yeah, and now Facebook. So I always like to take pictures. But when I was pregnant, I was looking for, someone showed me, my friend Julie, she showed me a picture of her somebody's, what is it called? Announcement. And it was just so cute. It was a froggy pose. And I'm like, oh, I need that. So I'm like, okay, now let me go on Google. Let me check it out. And then I'm going to see who can do it. But anyway, we went down.
I know who can.
Yeah. we went down to the city and we got his pictures done. And I fell in love with it.
Okay.
So now, fast forward 2 years, I had a local photographer. I saw that she was having a class. And I told my mom, I was like, Mom, should I take the class? You know, and then she was just like, yeah. I was like, it's next month. It's in Bloomingburg. I said, why not? I want to get into something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I took the class. My friend, Amanda Diefenbach, you know, the teacher told us that, you know, you have to get a baby in your studio that week. And I looked at her and I'm like, I don't have anything, you know?
Yeah.
And she was just so nice. She took me right in.
I have enough time to get pregnant and have the baby for you.
Yeah, yeah. So then she was just like, you can come over. And honestly, we became friends and she helped me out and she's been amazing. And then since then, it's just been for the past 2-3 years, I think we've just been doing it and, you know, and
yeah.
just my love has been growing for it.
And I tell you, you know, you say 2-3 years and that really seems like a really short time
yeah.
for the level of professionalism,
yeah.
the level of professional pictures that you take. And I think that's where I was most impressed. I know when I came to you, it was out of desperation. Like, I needed these pictures and I needed them quick. And I thought, well, this, you know, I'll get a couple of good pictures. But I literally had, there was not one picture I didn't like. So the level of, it's such a short time
mm-hmm.
to really have this level of professionalism and how you perfected it. So that's how you know the difference between an innate talent
mm-hmm.
and, you know, somebody who's like a iPhone professional photographer.
Yeah.
Look, I think the difference also is that the equipment, and not only the equipment, but you have to Photoshop. A lot of people or a lot of so-called photographers, they take pictures, but they don't Photoshop.
Okay.
And that's where a lot of the enhancing comes in.
Okay.
And that's where you correct a lot of the imperfections.
Okay.
And that's important.
I'm going to be honest, Mickey. You've given too much credit to Photoshop. I know Photoshop is good. It's great. And I know Photoshop has its place,
mm-hmm.
but the pictures that you take are still of people. I mean, that was still me.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't, I mean, I didn't look like a different person. So
right.
it wasn't so much, I think you perfect a great job with Photoshop, but I think you give too much credit to Photoshop. I understand that there's flaws and stuff that
mm-hmm.
you can fix, but you guys honestly are really, really good at what you do. And that's not Photoshop.
Thank you.
Because
no,
Photoshop
thank you.
Can't do that. So, you know, we need to give credit where it's due. And honestly, I know a lot of people that know how to use Photoshop, but they can't take a professional picture to save their life. It's not their forte. How's that?
Okay.
So I'm actually a Photoshop user because I use it in our graphics. And
mm-hmm.
my daughter and I both use all the Adobe products.
The suites, right?
Yeah,
the entire suite.
But like she stated, you know, you guys do not just take pictures. You don't, you know, everything is not just Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
There is a science. You guys, there's lighting that's involved. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Photoshop can only lighten so much, only can perfect so much. But now my question to you ladies is, I know that you guys started out with babies, and but you guys have also kind of started, you know, doing portraits. And, you know, when people, you do, like photographers, have a, you know, they take pictures of certain things, but you guys have kind of stepped it up a notch, and usually when you're good at one in one area, they kind of stay there, but you
mm-hmm.
guys are kind of stepping out into another world. You know,
mm-hmm.
portraits are different from what you take.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the babies are a whole, that's a whole animal in itself,
mm-hmm.
but now you're taking other things. You're doing the food industry. You're moving forward. You're not just, you know, you don't take pictures of just babies. So what is it that you guys have done that has kind of pushed you to that level?
To expand.
You know, you're not just a photographer in one area.
Right.
You're expanding. You're allowing yourself to move. How is that? I mean, I know a portion of it has been you know.
Yeah.
Push you guys.
I think you guys definitely pushed us.
Well, there we go.
Here I am with, like, you know, these are my shoes, this is my dress, take pictures of me.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, but I don't take those pictures. No, but you will.
Well, I asked you to show me what your ideas are.
Right.
And then, you know, so then we know what kind of posing we want, and then, you know, so I can try to deliver what you were
looking for.
Right.
Tomorrow, actually, I'm doing my first lifestyle. I'm nervous, you know, but I just take chances, you know. So far, every
That's
time
nice,
I took a chance,
yeah.
You know, they come out, and I'm like, wow, it actually came out really good. Like, maybe I should trust myself a little bit more.
So we're going to get Photoshop credit for that, too?
What?
Are you gonna get Photoshop credit for that too?
But
there we go. Okay.
You know, it just takes time.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely you guys have made us look more out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
There's
yeah.
other things besides baby and newborn.
So tell me what you mean by lifestyle. What does that mean?
So I'm gonna go into her home. She has very large windows, it's gray walls, just like an airy feel. No studio lighting. And we're just gonna have her and her husband look at each other, hold the baby. You know, maybe like I'm taking pictures from the door, just basically how life would be with a newborn baby, and them on the bed, you know, cuddled up, just something similar,
simulating real life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like
okay.
not posy,
yeah.
just
not
natural.
Posy. Okay.
You know, which I'm used to like posing people and like okay, like and now I have to, you know, we're just gonna take it. We're gonna be calm. Like I just told myself, let's just stay calm, and we're just gonna. You know, see how it flows.
Okay.
So.
And I know one of the things that we're also pushing you to do, and that was mainly Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel's idea, because this is the marketing. This is the marketing on that side. And
well,
I did
that. I'm going to interject here.
Yeah.
I did that because I guess I saw beyond just a picture.
Right.
Or an image. You know, I saw the talent. Like you said, you give too much credit to Photoshop. But you guys, there was something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people take pictures. I take pictures. But I saw something a little bit different. That's why I said, you know what? I need some marketing material.
Yeah.
I said, for Dr. Nilda, I said,
yeah.
So you guys take baby pictures. Yeah, I know, but there's something different about that. Let's go to the next level.
Yeah.
And I saw that, so I said, let's try it. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how you said you have to trust yourself, and you kind of just jumped into it. Because, you know, I believe in first impression is always the most, you know, first impression is very good, especially in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really important.
Right.
So what I saw was just so top of the line, and it was just a simple pictures, fun pictures. I was like, oh, we could take professional pictures now. So I ended up having schedules. I do apologize because I have a tendency to push people in a very rough manner.
Yeah.
But I saw something so much more. You know, my heart was like, oh my gosh, I saw just a whole other level of photography that then you brought it, you pulled it out. And
yeah.
even she was like, wow, I look good.
Yeah.
You know? It was like, wow. You know?
Wow.
So
yeah.
lifestyle, like
mm-hmm.
the lifestyle pictures that you're taking now is more showing like the imperfections because, you know, we're all not, I mean, some people are perfectly built,
yeah.
you know,
but,
like me.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are perfectly built. You're kind of going into that area.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I'm going to just go for it.
You know, one of the things that I most admire about you guys is the fact that, yeah, you do take good pictures and take great pictures, but the research that you do prior to doing anything,
mm-hmm.
that's what I admire. You know, one of the things that I talk to people a lot is anybody can do, and you go into any industry, and 9 out of 10, you know that industry. So as a business person, you're like, okay, fine, so I'm doing this. But hardly anybody takes the time to research and really look, you know, beyond and say, you know what, how can I take this and build more on it and get better at it and get, you know, and perfect it. And what I remember, I will speak for myself, when you told me that you couldn't do it, I said, I think you can, but I'm willing to take the chance, even if you can't. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there was nothing to lose. For me, there was nothing to lose because I had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So then take that to the next level, and what I found was that when I came, you had done research. You knew exactly like poses to take, and you were like, listen, I saw this, and try this, let's try that.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just, let's just shoot some pictures and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Then when we had, when we asked you to do something for the food industry, mm-hmm. you also did research. You mm-hmm. also took that to the next
Absolutely.
Level. So what I find with you guys is that it's not just, well, no, I can only do baby pictures because this is all I do and this is all I have experience in, but you're willing to take that leap of faith. And but not just going in the dark, you're actually researching.
Yes. You're doing the due diligence.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
We want a satisfied customer. And that's why we usually ask them, what is it that you want? What kind of poses do you like? Because we want them to be happy.
Right.
So we knew you wanted business pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that your sister wanted to do the marketing.
Yeah.
And so this is what she wants, this is what she's going to get.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
And I just wanted to say that it's truly a compliment coming from you who do marketing
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
compliment us about our picture. I really, really feel proud,
yeah.
proud
yeah.
of us.
Well, you guys did such a phenomenal job that
right.
it's actually in one of her products that we developed
right.
and actually her packaging, I should say.
Right.
You got your picture is now going to be in the hands of every person who purchases that product.
Right.
So you
yeah.
ladies should be proud.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said,
yeah.
I saw something completely beyond
mm-hmm.
just the baby picture.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yes.
how does it feel though to go to that next level? How do you feel about that? That you're taking that leap of faith and you're just saying, you know, I'm gonna do my due diligence and I'm just gonna go for it. How do you feel at the end of the day when?
I'm nervous, but then afterwards I say we did it. And I usually give my mom a high five and like, you know, what's
yeah.
next? What's the next challenge?
Yeah, sure. I'm excited. I feel that it's actually easier because babies are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And no, really. Sometimes when we have a photo shoot, we let the parents know you could be here anywhere from 2 hours to 5 hours because if the baby
mm-hmm.
doesn't cooperate,
mm-hmm.
we have to wait until the baby falls asleep. And
right.
and so
right.
they're difficult, but it's such a pleasure when you have that end product. Because
yeah.
you know that you're blessing a family with beautiful memories.
Mm-hmm.
And
so even your turnover time is a lot quicker when you're thinking outside of the box. Because if you think about it, one baby is only five, you know, can be 2 to 5 hours
mm-hmm.
versus if you take portraits of, you know, like marketing materials and things like that of other people,
mm-hmm.
those
right.
are five people that you can, so you've already like doubled your income and possibly even tripled your income.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
awesome. I'm glad
yeah,
I
yeah.
pushed them.
Yes.
So, but then
sure,
we're going to
sure.
go to the next level because when I'm on stages, I also want you guys to come and take pictures.
Yeah.
So that's
the next
one.
Yeah,
I heard the
yes.
Brooklyn.
Yes.
right.
Yeah. No, but I'm glad.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and let's do it. Let's just
yeah.
you know
yeah.
what? Let's just jump.
They're
going to
be
it.
The
yeah.
traveling
yeah.
photographers. No
yes.
worries.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I know. See the thing, and it got to go back to the fact that you do your research. You don't just get up with a camera and just you know wing it. You really know what you're doing because you spend the time to learn it. My goodness, I keep saying this time and again, how can you possibly, you know, study something and not learn it? It's
mm-hmm.
impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. So that's how you make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, okay, so what's the science behind that? How does that work? How can I do that? What are the angles? What? And then you start seeing things differently.
Yes.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
usually, like, I'm like, how did they get that look? You know, and then
yeah.
I'll do my research.
Right.
And then finally, what helped me a lot was Facebook groups, you know, with a bunch of different
oh,
photographers.
Good.
And I'll just say, how do I get this look? And then people are willing all across the country to help me how to do that.
Okay.
One time I tried to make a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody from Colorado, she FaceTimed me on the computer. And she's like, okay, share your computer with me. And she did it for me, and it worked out well.
Oh,
but
wow.
So
yeah.
definitely there's people out there that will help each other. So yeah,
awesome.
I definitely, like tonight, I'm going to have to do a lot more research on the lifestyle
yeah.
session. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so my confidence is that when you go there, you're not just going to go there with your camera and say, well, hope for the best. You're actually
yeah.
have ideas and you know what you're
yes.
doing because you've done some research.
Me and the mother created a pin board on Pinterest.
Yeah.
I told her, show me her ideas. So today I told her, go over the pictures with your husband. Show him the look that you're going for. For some reason, I notice when we talk about the poses ahead of time, the client comes more relaxed, especially the male. You know, so, you know, it's just, it flows better. Mm-hmm. When people are, when they come, they're usually nervous. So, you know, we have to wait for them to calm down and warm up. But when they know what they have to do and they practice, then we get the better shots. So.
I think from a marketing perspective, it's the same thing, right?
Absolutely, yes.
That's what I've learned with Rachel, that, you know, we usually have questionnaires and information that we ask people prior to, so that that way, you know, there's a better flow. And there's a better flow in the interviews, there's a better flow in any of the marketing, because we do also do marketing for other people. And so when we get a grasp of what they want, and then we give them our idea, I think the combination of the two is very powerful, because you notice that you get a completely different outcome, because people are there. I think everyone is more relaxed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, people tend, when, especially when making some type of purchase, people come with their guards up. So having that consultation with them, whether it's via questionnaire, or just having that consultation by phone, knowing what they want, now they're like, oh my gosh, you know, this person is asking me, what do I want? They're not just gonna go out there and do what they want. And believe it or not, there are a lot of people in business that they do what they want because this is what makes me feel better.
And or this is what I know.
Or this
and
is
I'm
what
gonna
I know.
Do it this way because this is what I know. And that happens with everyone across the street, across the board. And I see that namely even with hairstylists. Like, they only know how to do a certain hairstyle. So everybody has the same, you know, they went to, everybody has the same hairstyle. And that's because, again, there's not creativity, and they're not trying to satisfy the customer. And they're like, no, this is the style. And so oftentimes people are satisfied, but then you always have that one customer who's like, I don't want that. I want this. And you're able to give them that. You're able to deliver.
Now, the other thing that I love is the fact that you ladies, again, we talked about Photoshop and they do a lot of these things, but they also make their own props. That's not Photoshop. The background right here is more handmade. I mean, this is, you know, each flower, if you're in this, you'll see that they have flowers all throughout this entire wall. And I think it's so amazing, just each flower you put together. I mean, there was some thought to it. There's a lot of creativity. And I'm even more so amazed because now you're bringing a whole different look to every, you're almost personalizing and customizing each photo shoot. How do you do
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How do you do that?
Well, for example, we love doing cake smash. And a cake smash is usually when the child's 1 year old. And so the parent will have a theme. And when they tell us a theme, we get on it. We look up different,
like different ideas, parties,
She's usually good with the ideas, and she'll tell me, Mom, this is what I need, and I'll make it.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
She'll tell me, she told me this, for example, we had a photo shoot today, and the mom wanted a dream catcher. So she says, you know what, we can make a dream catcher. And she looked on YouTube, she sent me some information, I looked at different styles. And we did it. And after we get it done, we go, oh my God, we did
it.
Yeah,
yeah. We did it. Okay, so here's where I want to go with this. So how is it working with family? Because I know we're sisters, and with us, it's almost like a telepathy. I'm like, you know what I was thinking? And she finishes the sentence, and I'm like, and, you know, so there's things that I can't do because they're her forte, but I know what I want. And she's like, I've been looking into that. So it's really, I don't know, there's like a synergy, and we also work with my niece. So we have like, my nieces, oh my goodness, that's right, I don't want anybody offended. So, but seriously, so there is a synergy, I think, in family that I can't explain it, but I've seen it in other businesses. How is it for you guys?
We flow very well. We work so well together. Arts and crafts is our thing. You know, and it's challenging, but we get it done.
Okay.
We get it done, and when it's done, we look at each other, we give each other a high five, we did it again.
Thank you, Lord.
And sometimes I'm surprised. I said, wow, we really pulled this one out of the park.
Right.
And I just thank God. I thank God for the creativity.
Amen.
And,
For the creativity, that's it.
Yes.
We're always talking about that. It doesn't matter what you do, be creative.
Absolutely.
Because it's in that you're different and that you're innovative. You know, be creative. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, be creative. Try to find a way to create and to be able to give people something that's out of the box. Mm-hmm. You can only do that by being creative.
Absolutely.
And we're all blessed with that.
We're all creative to make all wealth.
Yes.
To create wealth.
Mm-hmm. Create being the operative word. Mm-hmm. So when we're not creative, it's not because we're not in ourselves creative, it's because we're not pushing that creative button.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. If you don't use it, like you ladies are making your own props. You're doing your own. You know, you're going to the next level. It's not just taking a camera, snapping an image.
Right,
you're really putting a lot of thought. And the more you do it, and what we do the same is you tend to I tell Dilda, oh my gosh, I'm like, it's like my brain just doesn't stop working.
Right.
Once you use that muscle, it just keeps going and
mm-hmm.
going, like the energizer. That's
why
we talk about,
mm-hmm.
you know, the innovation machine. It's like, you literally, once you open that door and that side of your brain, you just never stop. It just gets better and better and better and better each day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll get up like, I mean, you know, for myself, at like 3 a.m, like, oh my goodness, I have a pad next to my bed. So that I can, I don't want to turn the light on. So that I can jot stuff down and have a pad and a pen. Because that's all of a sudden, it's almost like when you rest, it's like your brain just keeps going.
Yes.
It doesn't rest.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden I get like this genius idea. I'm like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll write it. And first thing in the morning, like, we'll connect. And we're like, hey, you know what? This is what I was thinking. She goes, I'm thinking the same thing. Which is usually what she says.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think it's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what she tells me,
mm-hmm.
so I'm gonna go with it.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
Because I have like a little bug that just flies into her room,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and just flies across states lines, you know,
yeah.
just
yeah.
to get to her.
So I think this is awesome. So tell me, what are the projects that you're looking forward to doing? Like, do you have a goal? Is there a goal of something that you want to reach that you haven't reached yet in terms of your photography and the direction that you want to take it?
One of my goals this year is for Christmas.
Nice.
Christmas photos. I do want to get into boudoir. You know, it's just like a little
Ooh,
bit.
Please explain that.
It's just
I've heard of it, but I'm not sure.
It's like a classy way of, you know,
it's a sexy picture. But it's not naked. It's very classy.
Yeah, you can wear like an oversized sweater with like tall socks and, you know, be by the window and, you know, just a classy way, you know.
It's a classy, sexy picture.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can take a classy, sexy picture without taking your clothes off.
Yes.
And it's very classy, it's very nice.
Very sensuous without actually being.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm just looking for the right location for that, because when I do it, I want to do it right. Like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know, the best I can do it.
Okay.
So that I would like to get into. And honestly, with the food, I can't wait to start doing that with
mm-hmm.
events. But so far, weddings I'm kind of shying away from right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
more low
key. You don't want to deal with the Brazilians?
No.
Okay,
then
no.
you need to see me before
no.
I get on stage.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No weddings.
I'll wait for after when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. And maternity newborn.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Okay.
That's getting
awesome.
More different things.
Another thing that I would like to get into, but I don't know if it'll be beneficial financially, but I would like to get into doing the birth announcements, or let's say the Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
Once we take the Christmas picture,
mm-hmm.
we might have to buy the...
getting into more products.
Right.
More products.
More products.
So we definitely have to talk.
Yes.
That will
like
be off camera. But I really love the fact that I'm really excited for you, because in 3 years, you guys have come such a long way, and you've done so much, and not so much, it's always progressive. Like, I always see you guys going to the next level and doing the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I am just really excited to see where you're going to be in the next 3 years. And in the next 10 years, you're going to be blowing it out of the water, you know? And I'm really excited about that. I'm just so excited to see what you're going to be doing. Because
mm-hmm.
I think it's just, you guys are amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to call you my photographer.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm very proud to have, you know, all of the work that you guys have done and all of our marketing material. And I'm so excited when I see the pictures and I give them to Rachel, she goes, oh my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
it's going to
be, you know, again, I'm really excited. So So thank you so much for coming. I know you guys have had a very long day, a very busy day, and you still made the time for me. So I want to thank
you.
Yes.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yes.
And thank you for calling us your photographers.
Yes, but you are, like, you are. You don't even realize we're going to have handcuffs forever.
You guys are a blessing to us. You really are.
Yes.
And you know what I like about it is that we push each other. You understand?
Yeah, because
we push each other and we encourage each other and that's the way to go.
Yeah,
that's the way to go.
Well, I think I met you guys a year ago. Well, I think I met you
Yes.
But when I met you, yes, it was at La Fiesta Latina, I think it was.
Right.
And it was, I mean, I see the difference from then and now. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You
know?
I'm glad I pushed them.
Yes.
I'm excited. So the future is bright, and I'm excited. I love the fact that you guys are so creative. And we're going to be doing a lot of things together.
Amen.
Yes.
Right? Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having us.
All right, guys. I look forward to next week's interview. And until then, bye.
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 I want to thank you for being with us on Business Foresight, always creating strategies towards an extraordinary future. Remember, I'm here with you with strategies every Saturday. I'll see you next week.